You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleiman. In 2021, Tejal Rao of the New York Times wrote that Chinatown was the most exciting place to eat in Los Angeles. Her piece starts by describing the zong, the sticky rice and pork wrapped in banana leaves made by Chef Johnny Lee of Pearl River Deli. There have been weeks when it feels like my entire Instagram feed is made up of images from Pearl River Deli. Los Angeles Times critic Bill Addison called the restaurant creatively vital. Yet despite the glowing reviews and accolades, Johnny recently announced that he'll be shutting down at the end of February to take some time to reset and reopen with a model that is more financially sustainable. He shares his story on this week's In the Weeds.
Hello, my name is Johnny Lee. I am the chef and owner of Pearl River Deli. Pearl River Deli is a fast casual Chinese restaurant that heavily leans on regional Cantonese cooking, but also incorporates a lot of other cooking of the Chinese diaspora around the world. And the name itself is a reference to the region of China that I was born and where my family is from, called the Pearl River Delta. So I was born in China, but my family immigrated with me when I was only 1 year old. So I have mostly been raised in the United States, and pretty much most of my time has been here in Los Angeles. Some of the dishes that we serve at the restaurant are definitely inspired by the food I ate growing up. It seems very simple, but we do a blanched plate of yu choy with some oyster sauce. In my mind, it's really nothing that complicated or special, but it's just something that is very reflective of just simple Cantonese home cooking. We take vegetables and we try not to do too much to them or season them too heavily to let the flavor of the vegetable come through. My mother does help with certain things in terms of, for example, the rice dumplings, the zhong. She actually makes those and we sell them at the restaurant. I felt it was important to open in Forest Plaza because there was such a long history that it has in Chinatown, as well as such a long history that my family has had with the building and the surrounding neighborhood. I remember growing up and walking through the plaza while my mother would shop at the former Wing Hop Fung, you know, buying her weird dried herbs and whatever ingredients she would get. And I would walk around the plaza, and I remember it being very vibrant. All the stalls were full, all the restaurants were and businesses were open. There was a lot of life, a lot of kids running around. So there was a part of me that definitely romanticized with the idea of maybe helping to bring some of that back. So I first opened Pearl River Deli, maybe it was the third week of February. It was pretty much right before COVID started becoming a serious issue. It was the last time that we actually had the Lunar New Year parade. So that was 3 years ago. And considering the space itself was never really that big and didn't really have room for indoor dining, we were pretty much planning for it to be a mostly takeout operation from the beginning. So as the pandemic started subsiding and things, I guess, for lack of a better term, maybe started returning to normal, we did notice that there was a much more higher demand for indoor dining, and we felt like people weren't interested in getting as much takeout anymore. You know, nobody wanted to eat in their cars anymore. And at the time, we also felt like we were always running out of space in the Far East Plaza space. And that was when we were made aware that the space down the street on Hill Street became available in the building that's in Central Plaza. I think the move definitely created a big shift in our brand. We did bring on a pastry chef named Laura Hong, and we're trying to do a hybrid bakery model with a fast casual indoor dining. Of course, there were some unexpected challenges, as with any restaurant space that you're not familiar with. Namely, parking was a little bit different the way it worked on this side of town, even though it's two blocks away. It felt like customers were not as aware of what was going on social media, on restaurants anymore. I think before, during a pandemic, people were on their phones all the time and they would constantly check restaurant Instagram to see what was happening up to date. But I think once we returned to this normalcy, I felt like a lot of customer behavior just shifted back to the way it was pre-pandemic, and people would just walk in and expect restaurants to have certain things all the time, which made it challenging to meet those expectations of the customers when we were always trying to experiment with like new dishes and see what worked and didn't work. And sometimes people didn't appreciate, I guess, the randomness sometimes it created for them. So the reason we're going to shut down this version of the restaurant is because despite COVID seemingly to have subsided and things have gone back to normal, there's a lot of things that we couldn't have predicted in terms of inflation, food costs rising, and seems like it's not going down anytime soon. I mean, we try to pay our staff a pretty fair wage. We try to be competitive, but it definitely comes at a cost to us, and it's very difficult to keep raising our prices to a point where I feel like where they should be. But then we also worry that customers might not have an appetite for the pricing of where we really have to be in order to make this sustainable. Even though we've been quite busy, when we look at the numbers, it just shows that we're barely squeaking by in terms of paying our bills and like having a little extra in the bank. So in the long run, this really wasn't sustainable, especially considering the fact that I wasn't really paying myself since we relocated the restaurant. Unfortunately, what's going to have to happen is that we're going to have to reduce our staff, and we're going to have to probably move to a more higher price concept, because I just feel like in order to escape like inflation, we just have to be able to charge more for food, which means that we might have to become less casual. I think for anyone that's coming, especially if they're coming for the first time, I definitely think you should come and get a pork chop bun. That's one of our signature items. Laura makes an amazing pineapple bun in-house that has a really nice crackly sugar crust on top and is really like soft and fluffy inside, paired with a fried pork chop and a tomato sauce that we call sofrito, inspired by the Portuguese influence of Macau.
That's chef and owner Johnny Lee of Pearl River Deli. Visit him and his team at his Hill Street location in Chinatown before they temporarily close at the end of February.